Previously on Hot House Bruiser.
Are you ready to pay the piper? The piper being me?
I saw a girl, blind, floating in a big glass jar down in your main laboratory.
I don't even think you are a cop. I don't know what you are.
Look, you're not saving anybody today, kid.
The basement. That's what they call themselves. You recall one of my duties inside Sager Tech was to ferret out weasels?
What's going on, Bruiser?
Sandman's cleaning the house. Why me?
Black Rose.
Tell me about the Black Rose.
What? You're gonna come get me? You're in there, Bruiser. The only way you're gonna come get me is if I get you out.
And now, Episode 9, Exodus and Revelation.
Hey there. Ever wonder what happens to all those amazing screenplays that never make it to the big screen? Well, wonder no more. Welcome to Table Read Podcast, where we bring those undiscovered gems to life. Picture this, talented actors giving incredible performances with the occasional laugh or blooper thrown in, produced by award-winning pros. From drama to comedy, TV pilots to feature films, there's something for everyone. And guess what? We release new episodes every week, so don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Table Read Podcast, where great stories finally get their chance to shine.
It's been 2 weeks since I last sat in this room and yacked into this machine. Last time was supposed to be the end of the story. Only Sandman busted in and it was the end of me. Thought it was, anyway. Found out the hard way. Sandman's basically a walking black hole. You go right through him. Feels like you're falling. Forever. And then you end up... well, wherever he dumps you. In this case, it was an old city water tank. Dark, with a little patch of light maybe 50 feet up at the top of the tank. The tank was half filled up with the recently dead. Sandman's dumping ground. Obviously, nobody'd figured a way out of this place. It was pretty rank in there, I don't mind telling you.
Anybody in here?
Mr. Bruceman?
Jill.
Don't suppose you have a club sandwich on you? I've been living off gum and Tic Tacs.
When did he snag you?
I've been in here 2 days, far as I can figure.
How do you end up in this tank? I don't see you making the cut.
Meaning what?
Sandman doesn't snatch up just anybody. This guy here, he ran for mayor against Sager's machine. This girl over here, escape activist. Everybody in here is some kind of troublemaker.
So?
So you're a painter.
Well, my paintings, you know, I was going for subversive.
I think you made it.
What about you? What did you do?
I'm just nosy.
What are you doing?
I'm looking for something to get us out of here.
Left your batarang in your other suit.
Water valve. Stuck.
I've been in here 2 days, and there's no secret passage. Sorry. Unless you're gonna Spider-Man your way up to that hatch.
It'd be nice if you could clam up for half a second.
There's no way out of this tank, man. I've been over it and over
it. Let a guy think.
No, this is how it ends. No opening in New York, no gallery. You know, sorry, Dad. Your little black rose isn't gonna set the art world on fire.
What do you say?
I'm rambling. Starvation does that.
You said black rose.
That's just... shit.
No, what's the Black Rose?
It's just what my dad used to call me.
He called you this. Your father, the Brainiac. He called you this.
When I was little.
Because you were a morbid little goth girl, a regular Wednesday Addams. How are you the Black Rose?
I don't know. It's just what he called me.
You said you became an artist just to piss off your dad.
Well, yeah, basically.
He wanted you to do science, follow in the old footsteps. Did he teach you anything? Where did you go to school?
Yeah, I went down the whole road. I was going to be a genetic engineer. He put me through med, everything.
So he taught you?
That was before the wall.
So could you continue on a project that he had going before he died?
Depends, but yeah.
Now listen to me. Everyone in the hothouse is looking for something called the Black Rose. They don't even know what it is, but it's the key out. They think it's a what, but it's a who, and you're the who.
I'm the who.
You're the goddamn MacGuffin in this caper. You can reconstruct your father's work.
What work?
I gotta get you out of this tank.
What work?
The cure to the binary. No disease, no walls. See, you are the key out of this joint.
What are you doing? I've been through every pocket in here. What are you looking for?
A kid named Ash Hamilton. He ran right into Sandman's arms. Used to be a fireman.
A fireman named Ash?
It took me a while, but I found the kid. I remember telling him when he ran after SWAT with that med kit that he wasn't going to save anybody. Well, I was wrong. He was about to save me and Jill. Hell, he was about to save the whole quarantine. If he still had his fireman's wrench.
You want us to drown?
I want us to float.
I guess it's a moot point now that I'm not a strong swimmer.
Just stay on top of everything.
Everyone?
Just stay on top. When the tank fills up, you're only gonna have a few seconds to get out the hatch. Hang on!
It wasn't pretty, filling up that tank full of bodies, but it got us out. And I had a plan now. That video of Dr. Strauss and Sager, he had the formula up on the whiteboard behind him. One good freeze frame and Jill would have a hell of a starting point on the cure. But for that she'd need a lab, technicians, and all that meant the basement.
These guys are Sager tech?
They're a cell on the inside. Anti-Sager in the extreme. But you're the golden goose to them. You're what they've been looking for. Only
what?
Well, one of them, you know, I broke his neck and shoved him into an armoire. Look, once they see you're the key to this, they'll... Come on.
I don't know if you've noticed, but he's faster than us. And he's probably not wearing heels.
Get in.
Says who?
We'll scan, babe.
We're coming.
Don't let's try anything athletic while you're in the car.
I don't suppose you guys are with the basement.
It's your lucky day.
I was just telling her that.
These lab coats were priceless. Who would look for a gang of rogue scientists in a bowling alley? Professor Tough Guy was rolling a hell of a frame when I walked up with Jill.
I believe the last time we spoke, you had a rotary particle cannon.
Are we all caught up now? Because I'd like to show you something.
I'm only interested in one thing.
The Black Rose.
The Black Rose.
You're looking at her.
What do you mean?
I told him about Dr. Strauss's formula for a cure. I downloaded the video to my phone, and they watched Sager and Strauss toasting champagne. And right on the video, there on the wall behind him, was the doc's formula.
So, Strauss found a cure. Sager knew he wouldn't be able to run the hothouse much longer. Strauss had to go. He was the target of the sniper. But Sager didn't know our little Black Rose here could carry on his work.
I never said I could cure the disease. I can barely read my father's handwriting.
There's a bigger picture here, Bruce.
Nothing's bigger than curing the binary. There's no disease, no walls. That cure...
If we release this video, the people will tear down Sagatech.
If you release that video, the quarantine will explode. And not for nothing, he'll kill my family. You want to give me my phone back?
What's more important, the injustice...
My family. Now be a good evil scientist and give me my phone back. Take it easy. We're on the same side here.
Upload it.
You just pulled the trigger on my daughter. I don't have time to shoot this out.
It's called the greater good, Bruiser.
What was I gonna do, kill him? Job one was to save my family. I left Jill with the basement and called the only person I knew 100% would drop everything and pick up Risa and Riley.
This is Bobby.
It's Jason Bruiseman. Look, Riley and Risa are in danger.
Oh, again? From you?
If you love them, you'll pick them up right now. I mean, right now!
I thought I got replaced by a VR gizmo.
If you love them...
You're a real piece of work, Bruiser. I mean, my left big toe could be a better dad than you.
If you love them...
I'll pick them up.
Two minutes after they uploaded the video of Sager, people were yelling from windows, coming out into the street, everybody asking what this meant and what was going to happen. Discussions turned into groups, groups into mobs, and you get the idea. Citywide riots. And I figured the powder keg would be Sky Barrio. And sitting on top of that was Vera. He wasn't kidding. The joint was stripped to the walls.
She's gone, Bruiser.
My favorite janitor. I didn't recognize you sober.
Yeah, well, they took my booze.
Did they take Vera?
I don't know. What are you looking for? They took everything.
Not everything.
Shit, that's some fucking wine.
Here, take this. Buy some decent booze for once. Look, back in school, I wasn't the one that let you out of your locker. I was on the football team. I was one of the douchebags that locked you in.
Yeah, I know that. I just wanted to see if you don't up to it.
Well, take that cash and find a nice girl.
Fuck that. I'm buying beer goggles.
The mercury was rising in the hothouse. Mobs were getting a hold of guns. Sagertech and the cops were stomping out a million fires and taking pot shots at each other. I didn't care. The man upstairs, his emergency cash was mine now, and it was my ticket out. I only had to tell the pipe the good news.
Mind if I count this?
It's all there. Just tell me how you're getting me out.
Okay, here's what we're gonna do. You and Steve McQueen get on a motorcycle.
How about
jump
I pull
over.
You right through this pipe?
Jesus, lighten up. It's a hazmat truck. Every day, Sager's company takes a shit of all its toxic waste and sends it out in a containment unit on the back of a truck. They switch drivers at the South Central Gate. I got both drivers in my pocket. The hothouse driver suits you up in a Class B hazmat suit with an oxygen tank. You climb into the containment unit.
Full of what? Plutonium?
If you're lucky, it's plutonium. The suit will last maybe 20 minutes, long enough to make it through the gate. Then the outside driver will yank you out of the suit.
When do we do this?
Next week.
Tonight. You're gonna pull that string.
Why would I... Hello?
Because I'm paying you double.
This is a lot of cash.
When does the truck leave? The
truck leaves in 1 hour. That's the only window I have. 1 hour.
I'm going there right now. I'm not missing this boat.
Bruiser. Hey, man. I appreciate everything you gave me.
You've been paid.
Hello?
I'm coming home, kitten.
What's the gag?
No gag.
Like home.
I'm leaving the quarantine in 1 hour.
Is this code talk?
No code for once. The whole hothouse is flipping over, and they don't have time to monitor little old me.
You're leaving in an hour?
I'm coming to the house.
What about the disease?
Yeah, well, Dad's gonna be dressing in layers for a while.
Can we still shoot hoops?
If you let me cheat.
I can't believe you're coming home.
Believe it. I'm gonna walk through that door in a couple hours, kitten.
Oh my gosh. You're coming home.
I gotta go, kitten.
You're coming home!
One of the roving mobs suddenly turned tail and ran the other way. Limping in the rear was Professor Tough Guy, and one of his fish tanks was cracked.
They found
us. Slow down. Just tell me what...
They took her.
Took who?
Your Black Rose. They came and they took her.
Jill Strauss. Who took her?
They had this in their ear. They left one for you.
He stuck out his hand. It was a little red phone.
Hello, Bruiser.
Why did you take her?
She's my key out of the hothouse.
There won't even be a hothouse. They'll open the walls if she finds a cure.
I'm not waiting for that. I know you're escaping today, and it's not going to be you in that truck. It's going to be me.
Oh, yeah?
Otherwise, the Black Rose dies, and the cure dies with her.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find the Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
So here I am, an hour from escaping the box, and my old friend on the red phone is still trying to get me in a headlock.
You have a ticket out of the hothouse. I have the Black Rose. We're going to trade.
I suppose you have her hooked up to an even bigger, scarier machine than last time.
No. I'm going to go old school and just drown her in the toilet.
So you're the one pulling Sandman strings.
That's right. I'm sending him to take you someplace where you can take
her. Oh, it's Sandman!
There was no running this time. Sandman was right on top of me. He was grabbing his head again, like the devil's own migraine. Then I knew. I knew who Sandman was. It was that girl in the Hydrosphere, down in Sager's lab, that matter transference project. They were controlling her. She was blind and she didn't even know she was Sandman.
Wait.
Wait. I know who you are. They got you in a Hydrosphere.
You can't see it, but you're in there. Look, I know they got you blind. You're in the containment floor of Sager Tech. Just take me there and I will get you out.
And there I was again, like falling through a tunnel. But this time when I came out the other end, I was deep inside the Sager Tech containment building, 40 stories underground. These horn-rim assholes were still zapping the girl in the big glass bubble. She was Sandman. And she was looking at herself for maybe the first time, seeing what she was, and the men keeping her there. I suddenly wished I wasn't in the room.
We got the situation down here. You gotta call security. We gotta terminate now. Give her the juice before she gets out.
Darling,
no, for power!
I'd promised to let her out of her bubble, but there was nothing left to set free. My little red phone had been fuzzed pretty bad in the commotion. It was having a hard time disguising the voice.
What happened? Something happened with the subject?
When I heard those wind chimes, I knew who had been moving me around the chessboard all this time.
The status?
Sandman's dead. And so are you.
Who's this?
The chlorine Buddha was the voice. One and the same, and vice fucking versa. I should have seen it. The all-knowing, all-seeing. He probably had those little red phones plugged into ears all over town. He just floats in his pool, spinning webs. My ticket out of the hothouse expired in half an hour. Half an hour to kill my best friend, rescue the Black Rose, and make my bus out of the hothouse.
Whoa! Bruiser, shit, you scared me, man. You know you can't come in here without calling first.
On one of your little red phones.
Oh, shit.
Why'd you kidnap Vera? Why'd you dump me off in Sky Barrio?
Because I had a plan. to get out, and you fucked it up, Bruiser. I was going to surf out with El Nino. Yeah, a long shot, but you knew I'd rather die on my board than stay in here. Oh, Christ, you talked me into waiting for you, your level 9 bullshit, and I missed my shot. I missed it. And now you're going to miss yours, and that's just the way.
No, I'm going to catch my bus. Where's Jill?
In the house.
She tied up?
No, man, she's watching the tube. She's afraid to move off the couch.
Jill, we're taking off.
Don't have to tell me twice.
Wait on the sidewalk for me. I'll only be a second.
I guess I get to die on my board after all.
I'm not going to shoot you. That's not nearly enough. I'm just going to leave you in here. Send you a postcard from outside the walls. A nice beach postcard. You can look at it, and you can think about me out there. You in here. If you want to be put out of your misery, you'll have to do it yourself.
Yeah, well, at least one of us is getting out.
Amen. I had 15 minutes to get to the South Central Gate. I told Professor Tough Guy to meet us there. I'd hand off Jill to him while I suited up for the hazmat truck. The prof was a hothead, but at least he had a cause. And he'd get Jill working on a cure. 10 minutes now. I was gonna make it. Couldn't help thinking this was the last time I would see those walls from the inside. I was gonna be in my own kitchen. Risa making eggs. Riley getting ready for school. Like it used to be.
Read it some more.
No, you're gonna go yak into the whole third grade. Blow everything out of proportion.
You love it. Let's read about Daddy in the paper. One of the largest busts in the past 5 years, orchestrated by Detective Jason Bruceman.
What's a bust?
It means your daddy caught some bad guys.
Look, this is really not about me.
He says, grinning ear to ear. Orchestrated by Detective Jason Bruceman defies any labels short of hero. This...
Whoa! Hero!
No, I'm not. That's not what a hero is.
What is he then?
That's when somebody gives up something, or maybe everything, to help people.
Then where are you?
Well, I'm not that. Doesn't matter what the paper says. Daddy's just a policeman. Does his job.
Will you ever be?
You want me to be?
Yes.
I'll have to wear a cape.
No, you don't.
Spandex.
No!
All right. I'll see what I can do. Give me a couple hundred years, okay?
Hero Daddy.
The South Central Gate, and there was my ride. Hazmat tanker full of God knows what. The driver was hiding in the shadows of a loading dock, chain smoking. Nervous, as one would expect. He wouldn't come out of the shadows.
You the guy?
I'm the guy.
Sorry, man.
Sorry about what?
For giving you up at twice the money.
Who comes out of the shadows but Mr. Sager? And next to him, Professor Tough Guy. And it wasn't a test tube he was pointing at my gut.
How long have you had your boy here planted inside the basement?
Planted? He started the basement. It's his baby. He wanted to be the man to bring down Sager Tech.
How'd you get him to come over?
Dangled a level 9 works every time.
Didn't work with me.
Well, I'm beginning to think that you're not hothouse material.
So why'd you have him release the video? They're gonna drag you through the streets.
No, they won't. They're gonna riot and burn, and then they're gonna run out of breath and ask what the hell happened. They're gonna say, we were better off before. We need somebody to put things back in order. Order is my speciality. When I'm done, nobody will check their watch without my permission. The hothouse will be back in equilibrium. Give me the gun. This will only take a second. Bruiser! You know what the great thing about being in the middle of a riot is? You can get away with murder.
Wait!
When I opened my eyes, Sager and Professor Tough Guy were on the concrete, minus their heads. I turned around and out from the shadows slipped a chrome automatic. Then a manicure. Then Farrah Grail.
I guess he's at equilibrium now.
What's under your hat, Farrah?
Thought I'd pop in. See how you were doing.
I had everything under control.
Listen, I hate to interrupt you. If you still want out, you've got to get into the suit. The tanker's not going to wait.
It's not my suit. It's for Jill.
What?
You're the one getting out, Jill. You're going to crack your dad's formula. And you can't do it in the quarantine. Not with the basement gone. So go on.
She looked scared getting into the tanker, but she did it. The truck got to the gate, switched drivers, and kept going to the outside world. I, however, still resided in the hothouse.
Bold move, Bruiser.
That was a cakewalk. Hard part is telling my daughter I'm not coming home for dinner. She's gonna close the book on me.
She's a smart girl. She'll know why you did it. She'll love you for it. The big hero.
Just don't know how I'm gonna say it.
Why don't we go get a couple of drinks in you? Then you can make that call.
So Vera and I went up to her old joint, what was left. She had her favorite bottle and a couple of Cubans in the floor safe. We took them up to the roof and watched the hothouse burn. Or maybe nicer to say, reinvent itself. I figured after everything blew over, I'd probably go freelance PI. Vera would always be there to keep me guessing. The box would be a snooze without her. Riley would have to wait. Maybe they'd find a cure and the walls would come down. Maybe by the time you hear this, the walls are gone, I don't know. All I know is, right now I'm still in here.
Hothouse Bruiser stars Paul Nobrega as Bruiser, series regulars Tracy Lords as Vera Grail, Jim Storm as Mr. Sager, John Terry as the Chlorine Buddha, Claudia Christian as Chief Plagueman, Fanny Grande as Riley Bruceman, and Kirsten Roders as Risa Bruceman. Guest stars Sunita Henry as Jill Strauss, Alexander Von Roon as Professor Tough Guy, and Gideon Emery as The Pipe.
Have you ever watched a futuristic sci-fi movie and wondered, but wait, could any of this really happen? And will I live long enough to see it? That's what our show Hypothetical is about. I'm Carrie Bechet, and on this podcast, we ask what-if questions about the future. Like, what if we could read minds? What if the world's digital data was erased all at once? What would happen if the Yellowstone supervolcano erupted? Then we explore that question two ways, through speculative science fiction and through dialogue with brilliant scientists. The result is a genre-bending narrative that's interwoven with real facts provided by literal geniuses. And, spoiler alert, a lot of the science fiction out there, it's not nearly as far-fetched as you might think. Come time travel with me into the future on Hypothetical. New episodes on Tuesdays, available on all your favorite podcast apps. Just search Hypothetical. That's HYPERTHETICAL.
Also featuring Billy Scott, Vita Lamorte, James Leary, Amy Donegan, Robin Gwynn, Mark Bosley, Heather Martin, David Kaplan Calloway, James Coley, and Sean Sheps. This is Joel Metzger, creator of Hothouse Bruiser.
This podcast
was produced by
Joel Metzger
and
Icebox Logic.